Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today we're talking college baseball, and this is probably the most exciting time of year, or at least this part of the year, with the playoffs coming up. But the regular season has ended, and now we go into the conference tournaments, which will determine the final 64 teams for the NCAA tournament. And that is the starting with the regionals the following weekend. Not this weekend, but I believe the weekend of June 5th or 6th. But we're going to try to go over as many of the conferences as we can, the tournaments. There's many of them on some of the main ones. Well, first to start off, we're going to start off with the Big 12. The Texas Longhorns ended up finishing with the top seed in the Big 12. West Virginia had the lead most of the year, but Texas swept West Virginia this past weekend, and they ended up actually in a three-way tie with West Virginia and Oklahoma State, but because of tiebreakers, they win they get the top seed. So there's eight teams in the Big 12, and top eight teams. So you have 1-8 matchup will be Texas versus Kansas. The number 2 and number 7 will be Bedlam, Oklahoma State, and Sooners. 3 and 6 will be West Virginia and Texas Tech. Then 4 and 5 will be TCU and Kansas State. So there is four rounds to this, and it's a double elimination with a single championship game, winner take all. So you can lose up to two times before the championship game in order to win the tournament. Now, if you are undefeated going into the final game and you lose that, well, you can't come back and play a second one. Just one game. Last season, it was Oklahoma. The Sooners in the Red River rivalry defeated Texas 8-1. And both teams went on to the NCAA tournament, of course. TCU was the top-seeded team last year at 16-8. This year, as we said, it's Texas is the top seed. This series starts May 24th, which is Wednesday, and it'll be in Arlington, Texas. All right, now the next conference will be the SEC tournament. SEC tournament has 12 teams. Top four teams getting a bye until the second round, and then the seeds 5 through 12 play in the first round. Excuse me. Allergies again. So your top seeds right now in the SEC are Florida, and this is 1 through 4, Florida, Arkansas, LSU, and Vanderbilt. And your first-round matchups will be Carolina against Georgia, Texas A&M against Tennessee, Alabama versus Kentucky, and Auburn versus Missouri. And if you're wondering who's been left off that list, 12 teams qualify. The two teams that did not qualify this year are the two most recent College World Series champions, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Ole Miss won last season, and Mississippi State won in 21. Neither one qualified for the SEC tournament this year. They both had poor seasons. So that goes to show you, 1 year you could be in the penthouse, and next year you could be in the outhouse. And this tournament starts on May 23, so tomorrow. It actually is a single elimination in round one and the semifinals and final, so in the championship round. Double elimination rounds 2 through 4. Moving on to the ACC tournament. This includes 12 teams, just like SEC. And you have what they call pool play. So each team will play the other. There's 3 teams in each pool. And let's look at who they are. Okay, so you have 4 pools, A through D, 3 teams in each pool, a round robin tournament and championship game. And this will be at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham, North Carolina, where the Tampa Bay Rays AAA affiliate, the Durham Bulls, play. And the the way this is set up in pool play will be how are the pools? Okay, and then, by the way, this tournament starts May 23, so that starts tomorrow. So that's SEC and ACC start tomorrow. Big 12 will be on. So your first matchups, the first round matchups will be Virginia Tech versus Boston College, Georgia Tech versus North Carolina, North Carolina State versus Duke. Then on Wednesday, Pittsburgh versus Notre Dame, Virginia versus. So basically, it's just a round robin pool play between the. Each of the 3 teams, and obviously the team with the best record in pool play will advance, and they will play each other in a semifinal. The winner of the semifinal plays in the championship game. Pool A will be Wake Forest, Notre Dame, and Pittsburgh. Pool B, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia Tech. Pool C, Clemson, Boston College, Virginia Tech, Pool D, Miami, Duke, and North Carolina State. It's interesting how some of these tournaments differ. Now let's go over to the Big 12, the Mountain West. There you a curve there, huh? The Mountain West tournament. And they do this one a little bit differently. There's 4 teams. And what you have is a straight-up double elimination. So the top 4 teams play each other, 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3. And in the semifinals, you have the winners of the two first-round winners will play each other. The 2 first-round losers will play each other in an elimination game. And then the team that advances from the loser bracket will play the team that loses in the second round, and they'll play off until one of those teams are eliminated. Last year, Air Force won the tournament. They defeated San Jose State 8-3. This takes place over in San Diego at Tony Gwynn Stadium. Double elimination, as we said before. Staying on the West Coast, we also have the Well, let's check to make sure that's in San Diego. It was last season, but let's make sure it's still there. Well, as far as we know, it's still there. And just some history here. San Diego State has the most championships with 6. TCU has 4, but they're no longer in the conference. New Mexico, 3. UNLV, 3. BYU 2, however, they're not in the conference anymore. Utah 1, they're not in the conference. Fresno State 1, and Air Force 1. And as far as we know, this tournament is still in Tony Gwynn Stadium. And moving over to the on the West Coast, we're going to stay in the we're going to move over to the West Coast baseball tournament. And for those of you not familiar with this conference, Gonzaga is in the conference. USD, Loyola, Marymount, Portland, et cetera. So the West Coast tournament has 6 teams. The top 2 teams receive a bye in the first round, and then the seeds 3 through 6 play in the first round, and then this is double elimination. So in the West Coast, the first round, you'll have Santa Clara versus Gonzaga in the 3-6 matchup, Loyola Marymount versus Portland in the 4 and 5, and then the lowest seed plays the top seed, Loyola Marymount, number one, and the next lowest seed, or the I guess the highest seed remaining from the first round, will play against number two, Portland. And this tournament starts Wednesday, May 24, and it will be held in Las Vegas Ballpark, Summerlin South. This is actually where the AAA Pacific Coast League Aviators play, and where the Oakland Athletics might be playing in the next year or two, if they're if they do move to Vegas. The Mountain West again. Make sure we know when that starts. I can't find any information on when the date is. Okay, so let's move on right now to the Big Ten baseball tournament. That's right, the Big Ten, they do have a baseball league, hard to believe. It's so cold up there. But their format is 8 teams, just like the Big 12, double elimination. And it will be held at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. I believe that's where the College Baseball World Series is. Might have renamed the stadium. Top 8 teams play. Maryland was the top seed in the Big Ten. They will play 8th seed in Michigan State. Number 2 and 7 will be number 2 Indiana against number 7 Illinois. Number 3 Iowa, number 6 Michigan. Number 4 Nebraska, number 5 Rutgers. Same as Big 12, where the losers in the first round will play each other, and the winner of that faces the loser of the second round in the second round, in each second round. Then they will play off, and like I said, double elimination. This tournament starts tomorrow, May 23. Let's make sure it's at the same field. Okay, yeah, it's at the site of the College World Series. Now it's called Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. So just to review, the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, and the I haven't gone over this one yet, but they're all starting tomorrow. On Wednesday, you'll have the Big 12. And the AAC, the Big 12 and the WCC start Wednesday. And then on Thursday, the Mountain West Conference Tournament. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go over more conference tournament matchups. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. Going over more of the conference tournaments. Next is the AAC, the American Athletic Conference. You have, just like the Big 12 and Big 10, you have 8 teams in a double elimination. They're playing at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. And I believe this is the Phillies minor league. I think it's their single A Florida State League affiliate ballpark. I've been over there. It's a beautiful stadium, beautiful area there, Clearwater, over near the Tampa Bay area. And your first round matchups will be South Florida against East Carolina, then UCF versus Cincinnati, Houston versus Tulane, Wichita, State versus Memphis. Now, just some notes here. Again, it's double elimination. So the as with the other tournaments, the winners will advance to the second round. The losers in each of the first round will play off in a loser's bracket game in advance to play the loser of the second round. Just a note here, three of these teams will be moving over to the Big 12, I believe, not next season, but 2 years from now, in 2025, I believe. And they are Houston, UCF, and Cincinnati. So just keep that in mind that this will be their next to last season in the AAC. The other team will be BYU moving over to the Big 12. In football, they're already moved over. But in baseball, I believe it won't be till either, I want to say it's going to be 2025, possibly 24, but it might be another year before that happens. So that tournament starts tomorrow, May 23. Once again, that's in Clearwater, Florida. Next up, Conference USA. Baseball tournament. Same as the Big 12, Big 10, and AAC. Eight teams, double elimination, four rounds. Your top-seeded team is Dallas Baptist. And Dallas Baptist, they've been an incredible program really the past, I believe, at least the last 10 years, maybe more, 10, 15 years. They're the top-seeded team in this conference. They will play in-state rival Rice in the first round. And then in the 2-7 matchup, UT San Antonio versus Middle Tennessee. 3-6 will be Charlotte and Louisiana Tech. 4-5 will be Western Kentucky and Florida Atlantic. And this will be at the Houston Cougars ballpark, I believe. Well, check. That might be Rice. It's at Reckling Park in Houston to make sure. Oh, that's the Rice Owls home park. So Rice is the number 8 seed. They'll host it in their own ballpark against top-seeded Dallas Baptist. Just a note here, last season, Louisiana Tech won this. They won 9-8 over San Antonio, and this looks like it's Dallas Baptist's first year in Conference USA. The tournament starts May 24th on Wednesday. Now let's move over to the Pac-12. Now the Pac-12 has a has nine teams, and it has and it's in pool play. Three teams in each pool. Pool A, you have one. The 1-6-9, which are Stanford, Oregon, and Cal. Pool B will include Oregon State, Arizona State, and Arizona. Pool C, Washington Huskies, USC, UCLA. And what the result will be, just like pool play like the ACC, you will have a top-seeded pool winner versus the wild card winner, so the next – I guess the next best team that doesn't win their pool, and which will be a 1-4 matchup, and then the 2-3 seeded pool winners, will play each other, and the winners of these will meet in the finals. This tournament starts tomorrow, May 23, and it will be at Scottsdale Stadium in Scottsdale, Arizona. So just to review, the ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and AAC all start tomorrow. The Big 12 and the WCC start Wednesday, and the Mountain West starts Thursday. If you'd like to call in and talk to us, our guest call-in number is 563-999-3409. You can call in. If you have questions about who's playing who, what times, I would check the internet, though. It's a lot of information, but most of the tournaments will start tomorrow and Wednesday. And as far as the TV schedule goes, I would either check ESPN's website or check the conference channels like the SEC Network, the ACC Network, Big Ten, et cetera. They'll probably be on there. I suspect they won't show the early rounds on ESPN or ESPN2 until they get to the championship rounds. So hard to say. There's a lot of tournaments, a lot of games. Continue to check your local listings. Let's look at some of the other other tournaments here. All right. We have the Big South tournament. That starts on Wednesday. And let's look at what's involved in that. Okay, that's eight teams. Double elimination. That's interesting. They don't start till Wednesday, and they're double elimination. Eight teams. And it'll be played at Fayetteville, North Carolina. Last season, your winner was, well, we don't see a winner from, maybe they didn't have it last season. But your most recent winner was in 2021. It was Presbyterian. They are the current champion. So there was no tournament last season. Let's try to get some background on this. So the tournament is back. It actually looks like it starts, like you said, on the 25th. Your matchups on Thursday will be Gardner-Webb at versus Campbell University, Winthrop University at USC Upstate. That's actually in South Carolina, not USC. So those are your okay, it looks like it's four teams then. So you have your four teams, and then it's double elimination from there. Championship will be held on Saturday, May 27th. And that's about all the tournaments I can remember right now. There might be more. As I said before, we'll go over as many as we can. And here we go. Here's a complete schedule here. So the ones we didn't mention, the America East will be at May 24th through the 27th, hosted by Binghamton. The A-Sun tournament starts tomorrow, hosted by Stetson. Atlantic 10, hosted by VCU, starts tomorrow. The Big East starts Wednesday, hosted by Xavier. The Big West has no tournament. The CAA, hosted by Charleston, starts Wednesday. Horizon League, hosted by the highest seed, starts Wednesday as well. Ivy League, there is no tournament. MAAC and the MAC both start Wednesday. Missouri Valley starts tomorrow, hosted by Indiana State. Northeast starts Wednesday. Ohio Valley starts Wednesday. Patriot League, looks like it has no tournament or it's already been decided. Army was the winner. Southern Conference starts Wednesday as well in Greenville, South Carolina. Southland starts tomorrow, hosted by McNeese State. The SWAC starts Wednesday, and the Summit League starts Wednesday as well, hosted by North Dakota State. The Sun Belt starts tomorrow in Montgomery, Alabama. And then finally, the WAC starts tomorrow in Mesa, Arizona. Well, let's count how many tournaments there are, or how many conferences. 29 conferences. One conference has no tournament, and it looks like two others have already been decided. I'm not sure if those are tournaments or just regular season winners. So you have over 100 teams competing in, well, maybe close to 200 competing in these tournaments, each one with a theoretical chance at the tournament, regardless of how poorly they finish, because if they win their conference tournament, I believe most of these, if not all of them, is an automatic winner. I mean, automatic appearance in the NCAA tournament. The, you know, in the final 64. Here's some information on that. The 64 teams will be placed in 16 four-team regions. These are your regionals, with teams seeded 1 through 4 in a double elimination format. The 16 regional sites will be announced the night before the selection show next Sunday, May 28th. So after all the conference tournaments are completed on that Sunday, they'll make an announcement who the final 64 are. Being awarded a regional, all 16 host institutions have also been selected to the 64-team championship field. Games start with regionals and continue on to super regionals before the Men's College World Series begins on Friday, June 16th at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. So this weekend is your conference tournaments. The following weekend, there we go, regionals will be between Friday, June 2 through Monday, June 5. Super regionals, Friday, June 9 through Monday, June 12. And the College World Series will start Friday, June 16th. Finals scheduled to start June 24th. And we'll have a show well before that. So enjoy the conference tournaments this week. Oh, hope your team wins. They can't all win, but good luck to all of you. Good luck to all of you, and have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye.